Unreality Check. A Leverage Podfic. Written by Infinimato and read by Litra. Summary. There is no team, no jobs, no fight. They're all patients in a locked ward for the criminally and dangerously insane. And they've been suffering a mass hallucination since Nate Ford was brought to the ward. Okay, folks, who would like to start today's group? The therapist asked. They all looked at each other. Parker stared at the floor, as she often did. Alec and Elliot were both extra fidgety today. The therapist made a note to suggest a medication change for them. Sophie was in one of her grande dame moods, and was sitting stiffly upright and seemed to be peering down her nose at the others. Sophie, the therapist said, why don't you go first? What's new with you today? Sophie seemed to pull herself even more upright in her chair. Well, I'm really not sure how well this job is going to work, she said. I don't know that Elliot can convince people he's a shoe salesman, of all things. Today she was speaking with the British accent, the therapist noted. No, 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 Alec protested. Not a shoe salesman. The VP for sales for Spenacor Footwear Designs, Alec huffed. Everyone knows Italian leather makes the best shoes. Still, he's not even able to do an Italian accent. How is that going to convince people? Sophie protested. Hello, American branch, Alec said, looking irritated. Folks, let's calm down, said the therapist smoothly. Elliot, would you like to talk about something today? Elliot's face scrunched up in frustration. Why do you people always think I can't do these things? I'm more than just a guy who can hit. How long has it been since I hit anyone anyway?
Now, Elliot, replied the therapist, you were in an isolation room for 2 weeks after hitting the overnight security guard.
He was coming on to Parker, Elliot said with heat, his fists balling up.
But he was as surprised as the others when a small giggle slipped out from another person. Parker? Asked the therapist.
Didn't need the help. Parker's voice was almost too quiet to hear. Betty had a fun ride home. Ha!
The therapist made a note to double-check Parker's room. She was quite adept at somehow getting past the locks and slipping onto the grounds. Sophie sighed heavily. We really need to get Nate on board for this. But when I tried to talk to him, he kept changing the subject. She frowned. I'm afraid he might be drinking again. The others silently nodded. The therapist tried not to sigh. Not this again. Folks, none of you are assigned to Nathan Ford. How are you getting to talk to him? The quiet echoed around for a few minutes. Then the therapist brought up a new subject. Later, the therapist went to find Dr. Ford, finding him in his office. Dr. Ford, the therapist asked, would you have a few minutes for a consult? I need some advice about my 3 p.m. therapy group. They seem rather entranced by you.
No problem, said the other man. I have some time now, Dr. Sterling. Have a seat and tell me what's going on.